Hello, welcome to Employment Law Matters. I'm Barrister Daniel Barnett, and this is a bonus episode fitting somewhere between Season 2 and Season 3 in anticipation of the Employment Law Report 2021 coming up on the 6th of September.
Welcome to Employment Law Matters with Barrister Daniel Barnett.
Now, I rarely talk about first instance cases, but Mindawa and Loving Angels Care is a really interesting tribunal case in which the employment judge held that employers have a duty to actively consider furlough when making someone redundant, and the absence of a reasonable explanation for not furloughing made the dismissal unfair. The claimant was a care assistant. She had just over 2 years' employment at the time of her dismissal, and she was employed to provide live-in care for an elderly woman who, in February 2020, moved into a care home. Accordingly, her role was prima facie redundant because there was no longer a need for her to care for this woman from the woman's house. In May 2020, she asked her employer, the care agency, to be furloughed. This was refused because the agency said there was no work for her. She was duly dismissed for redundancy in July 2020. The judge held the dismissal was unfair, and he said, and I'm quoting from the judgment, "I'm of the view that in July 2020, a reasonable employer would have given consideration to whether the claimant should be furloughed to avoid being dismissed on the grounds of redundancy." And the judge held that although the care home had no work for the claimant at the time of the dismissal, it had no way of knowing if that was going to change and didn't consider whether the claimant should be furloughed for a time to see if any other work became available. Now, I think that decision as a point of principle is wrong. I think there are other cases from tribunals that have come to the opposite conclusion, all of which I'll be talking about at the Employment Report 2021. You can find out more at go.danielbarnett.com/2021. And I'll be discussing what the current state of the law is for employers on whether there was an obligation, whilst furlough was ongoing, of course it's coming to an end soon, to furlough employees in preference to making them redundant. Now, of course, real furlough geeks might point out that the judgment is wrong for a very simple reason, that no one could actually be furloughed in the circumstances of this case, because under the extension to the furlough scheme announced on the 29th of May 2020, no one could be furloughed for the first time if they hadn't previously been furloughed. So the care agency in this case couldn't actually have lawfully furloughed Ms. Mindawa. But that's a flaw with the judgment. In fact, it was legally impossible for the employer to furlough this employee as an alternative to dismissal in July 2020. But the judge probably factored in she'd asked back in May when it was possible to furlough her. And as a point of general principle, one might think this is the way tribunal judges are going. But no, for the reasons I'll go through in the employment report. Now, this podcast has been a very, very short extract from one of the subjects I'm talking about at the Employment Report 2021, where I'll talk in a lot of detail about the implications of this judgment and the judgments that go the other way. Do have a look. I'll be discussing over a dozen areas where the world of employment law clashes with the recent coronavirus pandemic. You can find out more at go.danielbarnett.com/2021. That's go.danielbarnett.com/2021, as I'd love for you to join me. Thank you for listening. I'm Barrister Daniel Barnett. Bye-bye.
Any information on this podcast is for general guidance only. Always seek legal advice. Please see full terms at www.danielbarnett.co.uk/podcast-terms.